This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yes, I say la vente en roulée. That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. This is the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. It's all about education and information. That's what we do here each week and every week. And so great to be with you on a production note. This will be our last show of the year. That's right. The Cajun Man always takes a couple weeks off at the end of the year and to get rejuvenize himself. And we're going to be playing the best of certain radio interviews that you chose, not me. You chose it through our online poll. And we want you to stay tuned to the show and kind of go back and kind of take the very best episodes during the course of the year. So just to let you know, we're going to be back the second week in January. So we're going to be out for a little while, and we definitely want to thank you. But we got a whole bunch of news breaking right now. We're going to be at the International Builders Show in Orlando. That's going to be the first week in February. Me and Mr. Don Foster with Masonry Cosmetics, who's going to be our guest shortly. We're going to also be talking about the Masonry Brick Show in Las Vegas that we're going to be attending. But also, we got some new affiliates that are joining us right now. KTLR, 890 AM, in a big, powerful station, 103.7 FM, down in the Oklahoma City area. The Lawton, Enid, Edmund Lawton area. And we want to thank old Mike Miller for carrying our show. So excited to have you guys join us and so we can help you with your home improvement projects. Again, got a lot of break news, things going on. We're just excited. But I got to let you know that this is also our sponsor appreciation. So I always like to acknowledge the last show of the year. We always get all our sponsors on and talk to them about the great relationships and their products and how their show also, help them in their business. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So, hey, let's get started. I'm excited to start the last show of the year, and we made it through another one. So, but again, my guest now is going to be a call into Brickman. His name is Don Foster with a company called Masonry Cosmetics. They have this proven masonry staining, dye staining technology for bricks. So he's on the line right now. Hey, Brickman, how you doing, my buddy?
Good, Michael. Glad to be on.
Great, great, great. A lot going on, but again, you heard in my intro, you are one of the corporate partners of Home Talk. You've been with us for a while, and we definitely want to thank you for supporting our show, and we hope that the show has expanded your business and got the education information that, we need to do to expand your proprietary brick staining business. Tell our listeners a little bit about Masonry Cosmetics.
Well, Rick Connor and I are the owners, and we originally came from the brick plant itself. So we've both been in the years, it's been over 35 years for both of us. So it ages us, unfortunately. But we like to say we change the color of the brick the right way. We formed Mainstream Cosmetics about 26 years ago. And we come together and we put together a proprietary proven masonry stain. So basically, if you think of it as for absorptive bricks, so if you throw a glass of water, a bottle of water on a brick wall, and the brick or the mortar, sometimes you just change the color of the mortar, but if the brick specifically changes and darkens as it gets wet, then that's a great candidate for our process. The darker, the better. We don't sit on the surface. We need to penetrate into the pore structure of the brick. So our product's translucent. It's a penetrating stain. We call it also a slurry. Michael, you like to call it a dye. And again, it's just absorbing into that surface. It just really embeds itself in there, and it creates a chemical bond. The pigments we use are just basically the pigments I make brick with. So our process can never hurt or compromise the brick that it's applied to. And that's something that's really important to anybody. Brick being maintenance-free, you want them to continue to be maintenance-free, and they are after we apply it. So we'll never create a layer that can crack or blister or peel or flake. You'll see that with paints. You'll see paints that they'll be on the surface, and they can crack and blister and peel and those kind of things that they have. And depending on the degree of color changes that's needed that someone wants to have in the brick, a lot of times we're doing matchwork or additions or home makeovers. We can actually stain brick that no one can tell that we've stained, unless it's a higher degree of color that needs to be changed. A lot of times we're just using color theory. So we put a color over a color. Let's say if you wanted a red brick to go more brown, we might be putting a green on. You're thinking green. And I don't like green on my brick. No, let it absorb in, and the red and green will create a new color, which is brown, and that works out pretty nice. So we don't sell the brick in any way. We'll leave the brick completely breathable, Michael, and it'll still look naturally, and it'll get wet. A stained brick will get wet naturally, just like an unstained brick right next to it. So sometimes we don't even have to stain all the bricks. So, Michael, to find another long-lasting product that can make the same claims, we have not found it.
Wow. Again, Brickman, you heard me say this is our final show of the year, and we've had you on many times this past year explaining about your proprietary masonry staining technology. But let's take a little time and maybe do a little recap of the three. I know we talked about three research products projects you have been working on over these past few years. And first was the documented case studies of your process itself. Then you were going to look a little deeper at your competitors who use different type of process altogether. And last, you were going to take a long look at the painting brick market itself. I mean, these are not simple undertakings. And I would take a considerable amount of your time to complete, Brickman. But where are you in all these projects?
Well, you know, in the beginning, when you and I first met, we actually had 50 case studies that were, you know, anywhere, you know, 10 to 15 years old, and, you know, that we've been doing now, and we promoted those heavily. And about a couple of years ago, probably in 2019, we really started to look at those and said, we should go back and relook at those and see how they're doing now. And I think even after one time, you know, these are older case studies. What do they look like today? They still look the same. And we thought, you know what, let's go recheck those. And so we redid the 50. They look great. A lot of them are a lot older now. And we decided to do a lot more. So we expanded that whole program, and we added in some more states that we had to go to, and really wanted to expand that. So we thought that was a good thing, especially in all types of different types of brick and those kind of things. The competition was another area that I talked about several times where they really, we're not saying they're horrible, they're just not like us. They use a different process altogether. It's not like one contractor is better than another contractor. That's a different process altogether. They should be not put in the same, you know, room together. But a lot of them say they're just like us. So we really wanted to separate us from them. And to do that, we needed evidence. We needed to go do the research and look at some of their projects. And
well, hold that thought right there. I apologize. We've got to take a short break. We're out of time for a network break. But, hey, we're going to come back and finish the conversation and talk about looking at a little deeper at some of the processes and your competition process. So hold on just right there. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, but hey, we got to take a short break. Hey, this is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the Cajun contractor Michael King. I'm going to step away from the famous go-to hammer microphone. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we're going to be back shortly right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I'm always streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back. Now you here? Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. So Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. All you have to do is type in Home Talk USA. Make sure you put USA behind the description. Hey, we're talking to our friend, the Brickman himself, Mr. Don Foster, with Masonry Cosmetics. They're one of the leaders in this proven masonry stain technology, brick staining kit. So if you have a brick project and you're thinking about changing the color, we always ask you to do your investigation about this proprietary staining instead of just painting it. There is a difference. And but hey, it is our sponsor appreciation last show of the year. So we the Brickman is a sponsor of our show. We'd always like to acknowledge that we want to kind of help our sponsors, because without them, there would be no Cajun Contractor, and there definitely wouldn't be no Home Talk USA. Before the break, though, Don, you was talking about some documented case studies, and I had to interrupt you. So let's take it from there. You've got I was asking you about the progress you made on your case studies.
Yeah, Michael, the competition, you know, one of the things we do is not so much you're out there looking to beat them up. It's basically we want to know maybe there's a better process. If there's a better process that we have, then we need to know that. If we're saying we're experts in the field, then we should have a good crossover of everything that's being applied to bricks. So we spent a lot of time with the competition on that. That's kind of the package two program, research program we're doing, number two. Number three, you and I kind of kicked off on this one that we added it to the first two, was really looking at what effect does exterior paint have to brick, you know, exterior brick. If you're going to paint it, you know, what it does. And basically what I shared with you a long time ago is that it never needs to be painted. Paint, it can hurt the brick. You know, a lot of people said, well, if it hurt the brick, can you give me an example of that? One simple one is just trapping moisture, you know, especially in the freeze-thaw markets that we have. A lot of them are. It can cause brick to spall with that trapped moisture and that water expanding. It's brick need to breathe, and most brick do breathe naturally on the surface. But paint can trap that, and I say paint can't simply compromise the brick. And what I mean is brick are maintenance-free, and this is not an attack on paint. If you paint wood to protect wood from rotting, you paint metal to protect it from rusting, and those are important things. And paint doesn't always just do aesthetics, but it's for protection. Brick doesn't need protected. And most brick are made for aesthetic look, not to be blankly painted brick and mortar, you know. So you kind of lose that effect once you do that. So, you know, basically it's a shout out. We really say you do not paint exterior brick, and I'm building that research for all that information.
Now, I guess the bottom line is, how different is your competition's product from, say, from Masonry Cosmetics? So what is the difference, though?
Well, what we do is, if you know, we call our product translucent, slurry, envelope stain, all those kind of things, dye, you'll say dye, but we permanently change the color of the brick. And again, we want to say absorptive brick, so we don't seal the brick, we don't create a layer on the brick, all those things that are such an advantage. We do not take a maintenance-free brick and make it a maintenance one. We stain the brick at the plants, the shapes when they don't match, and we ship in the job site, and no one ever knows. It's all shipped and sold. The brick like it is. They give a 100-year warranty on some of these companies on the brick. They're still giving a 100-year warranty. I don't know that they do that when they sell the paint with it. You know, the others, they use that term brick stain pretty loosely. Tinted sealers, for one, that's not a brick stain. They seal the brick, and it's not long-lasting, and the sealers need to be reapplied. Buying paint, especially acrylic or latex paint, and watering it down. I talked to several of the paint companies, Michael, and they don't even recommend doing it themselves. They're like, what are they doing? And they want to water it down so it looks like a stain, and they only do one application. That's not really what the paint companies were intended when they talked about painting masonry. So, you know, that's just the three main differences. Just, we're translucent, so they're semi-opaque. We are basically not a tinted sealer of paint. We won't ever hurt or compromise it, you know, the brick in any way, and we're long lasting.
Well, I need to tell you, Brakeman, I've been seeing more and more bricks being painted over the years. I know you were doing a study on that. Have you completed the study?
We do not have that one done. It'll take another year, possibly 2 years, to get a real understanding. And the reason why for that is I am traveling the country. I'm working with some of the greatest mason contractors you've ever seen that do the historic restoration, everything, and they'll, and you know, then it's just great. And they're doing some case studies with me on, you know, just the removal of the paint. People don't realize that trying to protect these older buildings. I mean, where does the paint go? You know, are you going to try to capture it? Are you using chemicals to remove all the paint? Are you using a pressure washer or a sandblaster? Well, that might not be good for some of the brick, but it's sure not good for the mortar. So yeah, you've got to be so careful what they use. So those are the things. So yeah, we are going to get in really in depth, and especially if companies are using a watered down version, one part paint to one part water. You know, that's not good for anybody to be doing that. So we are working hard to try to pull that back and get good information out there for everybody to see.
Now, I saw that you are part of this task group working on a brick stain standard for the ASTM International. I mean, that is a big deal. I mean, can you explain to my audience what that means and what stage is that in?
It took us a while. Yeah. It did, Michael. It took us a while to get that done, and thank you for asking for that. I'm very honored and excited to be a part of that. But basically, we went to the international, you know, their executive committee, and we requested two standards, one for a brick stain and one for the application, because it's got to be applied right in the right condition. So they've honored that and allowed us. So I'm part of a task group that reports to C15 subcommittee, who then reports to the C15 main committee, which ties it to brick and then the brick companies itself. But the task group's more of a formal group, and we are working on a couple standards that there could be an actual ASTM standard to answer the question, what really is a brick stain?
Now, what are you working on new, though? What are you going to be working on in 2020? I mean, 2020, I'm 2 years late. 2022.
Yeah, we've, you know, with the ASTM and all these projects that we've been working on, you know, their plate gets pretty full, but we're also doing something special. We're going to work on an inexpensive social media campaign. Remember when we first met, you're really talking about trying to get more involved in social media and expanding that. You and I spent a lot of time, our first meeting years ago, about that. And so now we're working on one that covers all the realms, now that we're engaged in all that, on the benefits to brick. Right. I think a lot of people have lost that over the years.
Well, Don, we're out of time, my friend. Let's get that website in. How can we learn more about Masonry Cosmetics?
Just go to our main website, which is just masonrycosmetics.com. That's all they'd have to go to, and they can find us anywhere with that.
That's masonrycosmetics.com. Spell it out. Brakeman, I want to thank you for all the great contact you provided during the course of the year. I'm excited. You have up to sponsor our show next year, and we're going to be talking about that. And we want to definitely thank you for your support.
It's been great, Michael. Thank you.
All right. That was Don Foster with the Brakeman. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with another guest, another topic, right here on Home Talk USA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. Now, the Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, my next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trim a Slab. They're one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs, and we're going to be talking about how to repair those expansion joints. What is a expansion joint? How they really deteriorate, and what you can do to correct it. Maybe we might even talk about some past ways to correct it and to fix it, and how this product really has changed and innovated this project, this type of repair, your home repair for driveways and sidewalks. And I understand Bob's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing real well, Michael. How about yourself?
Rain, go away, come back another day. Rain every day.
It finally stopped here. You'll probably get this nice weather tomorrow.
And, you know, we have a lot of affiliates on the West Coast, and my hearts bleed for them. The drought and the heat that they're going through right now is unreal. And here in South Louisiana. We have subtropical weather. It rains every day, kind of like, out of, you know, kind of like, Seattle, Washington up there, you know, rain every day. And here you got all these, communities that they really need water, and they're in our prayers. So if we can kind of ship some of that water to them, man, I'm praying for it, you know. So, but Trevor Slab, man, expansion joint repairs. Tell us a little bit about the company. We got some new affiliates coming in, and we have a lot of DIYers out there that might be looking at their driveway and see all that rotten wood between the joints. And tell us a little bit about the company and the product that you developed to correct this problem.
Topic. The whole Trimicide concept and the product are all based on a DIY project. I bought a house in South Texas, similar weather to you over in southern Louisiana, and it gets very hot. It gets a bit cold in the winter, and it's very humid most of the time. So wood used as a expansion joint in driveways and sidewalks really has a hard time here with rot and decay. And after about 4 years, my driveway was half the wood was gone, and it was just dirt in there. So I looked around for a product that would be able to. I just wanted to plug something and just press it in and fill that expansion joint, something that would hang on by itself and look nice. And there was nothing. There was just the caulk-based things that I had used in the past, and I knew I didn't want to do that again. So I just started playing around in the garage and found a shape that I liked that would press in by hand, hold itself in, and give a nice look when it was done. I got 800 feet extruded by a local manufacturer, and I just did my driveway and my neighbor on both sides. And then a guy was riding by on a bike and said, "Hey, where can I get some of that?" And I said, "Well, the company was born."
I hear these stories all the time. That company's now born. I guess we have a need and a want, and you have to have a need and you have to have a want. And if you don't have a need and a want, you have no product, you have no business, you know. So you have to have a niche, you know.
Yeah, there needs to be demand, and boy, there's a lot of expansion joints out there that look really bad.
I remember when you came, you know, did our television show, and we got some film behind it, and you remember my comment? Well, I don't know if you remember, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, but I remember that comment today when I saw you do it in front of my eyes, and the first thing that came out of my mouth was, "You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me." And how easy it was, and what I had to do to correct it. You know, I had to grind all that deteriorated wood. I had to get some kind of self-leveling caulk. I had to make sure that the weather was perfectly for like 3 days, because this caulk don't like dry. You know, it's very soft and spongy till it dries, and it's messy to deal with. And I said, "Look at this, a piece of material that was actually made to fit the expansion size decrease. You just roll it out, stick it in there, take a scissors, cut it, press it down," and the word was, "You got to be kidding me." Why did I think of this? You know, because it's the cost factor. You realize how much I have to charge to repair that based on what I just told you. I mean,
even a DIY guy, you know, the cost of materials for the caulk repair is the same as really close, the same as Trimislab. And so why would you add in all that labor on top of that? You know, you don't want to be out there on your knees and in your driveway in the hot sun on a weekend. You know, that's your time. So, you know, if you can speed that up and make it look great with hardly any effort, I couldn't believe no one had come up with it before I did. It just seemed like an obvious thing.
Well, let's do Trimislab 101. If I'm just tuning into this show, what are expansion joints? I mean, explain where you see them and why, what material is used, and why these expansion joints actually deteriorate as fast as they do. Because you got to remember, my neighborhood, when you came, my neighborhood is only about maybe 12, 14 years old. And you saw my expansion joints, how they were rotted out. You saw that. Well, let's talk about all that thought right there. We got to take a short break. There's the music. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. We invite all of you to check out our website. When you're there, check out our partners page. By helping to patronize all our great sponsors, basically it keeps our show on the air, since none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, we talking to our good buddy, Mr. Robert Wilkes, Bob Wilkes, I call him, Mr. Bobby. He's with a company called Trimmer Slab. We talking about expansion joint repairs. Before the break, though, Bob, we were actually doing Trimmer Slab 101. Actually, we have a new audience coming in. A lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. What are expansion joint repairs? What are they? What's the problem? Why do these expansion joints really deteriorate so fast? And what we really need to do is to correct it. What's the problems if we just, you know, let it along and don't worry about it like most people do?
All right. Well, stepping back a minute and why are those things even there is a good starting point. Now, they divide concrete up into sections, and they put in dividers between those sections, and depending on where you are, they use different materials for that. And that's because the concrete, as it cures, it actually is going to shrink just a little bit, and you don't want the slab pulling itself apart. So they always will divide it up. Now, in our part of the country, they'll use essentially like a 1x4, a cedar, a redwood, or maybe even a pressure-treated wood to do that. And other parts of the country, they might use a half-inch fiberboard, which is sort of a asphalt impregnated fibrous product. But all these materials deteriorate over time. And when those things are gone or severely deteriorated, you'll be growing weeds for sure. It'll look bad. It could be a trip hazard for, scooter wheels or canes or high heels. And worst of all, what most people don't consider is the integrity of the soil under the slab is going to determine the integrity of the slab. Because if there's a section of that's washed out underneath and you can't see it, the weight of your car is just going to start cracking that slab, and it'll break up over time. And then you're going to have to replace big chunks of concrete. So that's why you need to maintain your expansion joints. Need to have a good amount of water. You want to keep the dirt in and the water out, basically. And that's what Trimmer Slab will do.
And now, how does it come again?
Well, Trimmer Slab will come in rolls, generally, shorter lengths. We have sidewalk length pieces that are pre-cut four-footers for just knocking out a sidewalk. Or you can buy longer lengths up to 50 feet long that you can, do for doing whole driveways or pool decks and patios, things like that.
Wow. So you have different colors, right, I assume?
Oh, yeah. We have a concrete matching gray, which is by far our most popular color. We also have a walnut, which goes really good with, like, the stained concretes, with the brown tones that sometimes people will do when they redo their driveway. And then we also have a black, which is it actually makes the concrete kind of pop a little bit because the black doesn't stand out. It's sort of a background color to your driveway, and it'll always sort of look the same. It never looks dirty or anything. And all these different colors, you can clean them up real easily. Anytime you're pressure washing your driveway or you're cleaning your driveway, the same method. If you're using a pressure washer, don't worry about it. Trimmer Slab can handle it, and it cleans up nice, just like the concrete will.
Now, again, you said you have different sizes. Now, walk us through the process. How do I know, again, how much I need, and what size do I need again?
Well, the overall length is going to be easy. You could just, measure it or, pace it off and figure out how many linear feet you need. And then as to the width, each of our sizes really will go through a wide range. So what you would do, you have two or three different ways to figure out that size. You can measure the gap between the slabs. And now I'm not talking about the rounded edge that may be at the top, but those parallel faces that are a little bit farther down. And the closest size to that measurement is what you want to use. So if that measurement is closer to a half an inch, use the half inch size. If that measurement is closer to 3/4, you'll use 3/4. So you can measure it that way. You can also get samples, which we have sample kits, and then you can actually see the colors, see how they'll go with your particular landscaping, and then you can see what the fit is going to be. So that's another way that you can really be sure you got the right size. And then lastly, we have templates that you can download a page on our website. You can cut these out, and you can put them inside the gap, and that'll give you an indication of what size you should be using.
Wow. Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We got to take another short break. Got to pay some bills. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's the owner of Trimus Lab. We're talking about expansion and joint repairs here on Home Talk USA. Again, don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. As always, support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. So let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. This is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is Home Talk USA, streaming live here on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. And we also invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trimble Slab, one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs. He's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy, again? Another fine hour. But, Bob, a lot's going on. We're bouncing back off of COVID. How's your business been? I mean, you're pretty much back at full strength?
Oh, business has just been fantastic. Last year, you know, everybody stayed home and seemed to be doing home repair projects. So we were swamped all last year. We were able to grow, hire some more people, feel really good about that. And we're ready to, you know, expand again and get Trimble Slab out there to more people just to make their lives easier.
Well, next time you come on, I don't know when you schedule again because I get you on from time to time. I want to talk to a lot of the contractors out there because what I realize is that, you know, we're the do-it-yourselfers, the homeowners that's got these expansion joint problems, you have the solution, no doubt about that. But what if I'm sitting home right now and I decide I'm not going to go back to the hustle and bustle of my job and maybe I'm looking for something I can do, like a little side job or start a little small business? Man, this would be a perfect little niche that nobody else is doing. You can actually open up a small business doing this, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. We do have a number of installers around, mostly around Texas. And there they built a business on installing Trimble Slab. And, you know, it's a service that lots of people need. And you can show, you know, you can walk people out to their own driveway and say, hey, we can fix this for you. And it looks like it's a lot of work. I mean, taking the wood out sometimes can be, but installing the Trimble Slab is really easy. So, that's completely.
Well, my buddy, we're out of time, my friend. As always, it just flies by. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Trimble Slab?
You can go to www.trim-a-slab.com.
Say it one more time.
Trim-a-slab.com.
Thank you again, Robert, for being our guest on Home Talk USA, my buddy. Look forward to talking to you next month.
All right. Always my pleasure, Michael. Always my pleasure.
That was Bob Wilkes. Trimble Slab, and about does it for another hour in the can right here at Home Talk USA. I want to thank all our affiliates that have to listen. Some are going to be leaving. Some are going to be coming in. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web, so if you happen to be leaving your area, no problem. Just go to our website at HometalkUSA.com. You can listen to the rest of the show right here on HometalkUSA.com. Yay!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.